Ryan Silvey joins us. He is the chairman of the Missouri Public Service Commission. We want to talk a little bit about the cold weather rule. This is something that's been around for years, but it's an important time of the year to remind folks about it. What all does it mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Bob, to talk about this. I mean, basically, it's a rule that goes back to 1977, and it says that starting on November 1 through March 31st, that any of the utilities that we regulate are not allowed to terminate heat-related utility service, so electric or gas, when it's going to be under 32 degrees the next day. So it's really a safety thing, and it's designed to help people contact their utility and get on a payment plan during the coldest part of the year so that they don't lose their ability to heat their home.
I know one thing that you mentioned there that some people get confused about, it's only utilities that are under the jurisdiction of the PSC, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for most of your listeners, that would probably be Ameren, Missouri, for electric and gas. I think you might have some Spire customers on the outskirts there. But if they're with a co-op or if they're with a municipal utility provider, they're not under our jurisdiction, but they may have a similar rule. So I would encourage those listeners to contact their utility directly and see how they can be served.
I think the important thing, too, and I know the PSCs like to encourage it, don't wait until the last possible moment. If you're experiencing some troubles, let your utility know. Isn't that a good piece of advice?
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't wait until you get the notice that they're shutting it off the next day. If you get a bill and you have any question about your ability to pay that bill in full, I would reach out to them immediately. You can also reach out to us, and we can help you facilitate that. But yeah, don't wait.
Okay. What is the PSC's role with the cold weather rule itself?
Well, so it just applies to, again, the utilities that we regulate, and it's a rule it's a rule. I don't believe it's actual legislation. I think it's a rule that we promulgated back in 1977. It's been in effect since then. So the agency has the ability to promulgate rules that the legislature can approve or disapprove, and they clearly let this one stand, so it's been in effect for a long time.
Ryan, when we talk about the Public Service Commission, are there some misconceptions out there? People don't understand what the actual role of the PSC is?
Yeah, I think there are. For one thing, as it pertains to this situation, we don't have any funds to help you pay your bill. What we do have is the ability to make the utilities that we regulate contact you multiple times, make sure that you're aware, and put you on a payment plan. But we don't actually, help you pay your bill. You'll have to work on a payment plan, or there are local community agencies that help you do that, but that's not a state function.
Yeah, would that be an important thing, too? If you need some assistance, there are entities out there that can provide it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can help put you in touch with those. I mean, I think the community action agencies are one good way to do that, and they can help you with federal assistance programs like LIHEAP, which is a federal program to deal with low-income heating assistance. But then you also have the United Way, which has access to local charities, even local churches sometimes, that may be willing to help someone with their bill. So there are a lot of good resources. And again, we can help you get in touch with any of those if you go to our website or call our 1-800 number.
Ryan, as we wind down a new year, is this a busy time at the PSC for you?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, and as it gets colder, certainly more people need assistance and more people reach out for help. And we're happy to be able to connect them with the solution that hopefully works for them.
All right, Ryan Silvey, the PSC chairman, he's joined us today on Quicksand this morning.